becoming better at dating didn't start with changing your entire life. What if you didn't need to become more attractive overnight? What if you didn't need to completely rebuild your confidence before going on another date? And what if you didn't need to have everything figured out before you could begin again? Maybe you only need to do one small thing today. Welcome to a new season of Love in Focus, the Continuing Journey. I'm dating coach Rika Lösholm, and this season is going to be a little different. We're going to talk about something I call the law of a mustard seed. The idea behind it is incredibly simple. Small actions can create big wins. And if you're over 40, you're single, and you've recently gone through a divorce or the end of a long-term relationship, I think this principle can completely change the way you approach dating. Not because it promises some miraculous overnight transformation, quite the opposite, because it gives you permission to start small and not big. If you've been married or in a relationship for 10, 15, 20 years, maybe even longer, dating can feel like you've suddenly been dropped into another world. You might look at dating apps and think, I have absolutely no idea how any of this works. You might go on YouTube and discover people talking about algorithms, texting strategies, attachment styles, red flags, green flags, situationships, ghosting, and dozens of other things that perhaps weren't even part of your vocabulary the last time you were single. And then somebody tells you, you need to put yourself out there. Great! Where would I even begin? But what does that actually mean? Download 5 dating apps? Go on 3 dates this week? Change your wardrobe? Perhaps? Start working out? Learn how to flirt again? Get professional photographs? Completely reinvent yourself? That can become overwhelming very quickly. And when something feels overwhelming, that's a very natural response. We do nothing. That's where the law of the mustard seed comes in. The mustard seed is famously used in the Bible as an image of something extraordinarily small that can grow into something much bigger. I'm a dating coach, not your pastor, and this season isn't going to require you to share my religious beliefs. I'm interested in the principle behind the metaphor. Something doesn't have to begin big to eventually become significant. And I've seen that in my own life. I've used small changes to work on myself, challenge myself, and become a better person to date. Not one enormous transformation. Small actions, repeated. One improvement leads to another. And eventually, you look backwards and realize, I'm not the same person I was when I started. That's what I want you to do with your dating life. There's another reason I think this principle is especially important when you're dating after 40. You've already lived. You've had experiences. You've made mistakes. You've probably had your heart broken. Maybe you've broken somebody else's heart too. You might have children. You might have responsibilities that somebody dating at 22 simply doesn't have. And you've probably learned quite a bit about yourself along the way. So I don't want this series to become, here are 10 ways to turn yourself into the perfect date. There's no perfect date. And there's certainly no perfect human being. The goal is something much more realistic. Become slightly better than you were yesterday. That's it. And tomorrow, Do it again. So here's the first practical exercise of this season, and I deliberately want to make this ridiculously small. Think about your previous relationship, but don't ask, whose fault was it? Don't spend the next hour replaying arguments. Instead, ask yourself one question. What's one thing I could do slightly better in my next relationship? Just one. Maybe you could listen more. Maybe you could communicate your needs earlier. Maybe you stopped showing appreciation. Maybe you avoided difficult conversations. Maybe you lost yourself in the relationship. Maybe you didn't make enough time for your partner. Maybe you don't have a mouse that's cooperating with you. Ivan, as I sometimes don't have. Jokes aside, maybe you didn't know where to begin. Or perhaps the lesson has nothing to do with something you did wrong. Maybe you learned that you need stronger boundaries. Maybe you ignored behavior that made you uncomfortable because you were afraid of being alone. Then your mustard seed might simply be, next time I will speak up sooner. That's enough. You don't need 20 lessons today. You need one. There's an important distinction here. Reflection isn't the same thing as beating yourself up. If your previous relationship ended badly, you can spend years asking, why did I do that? How could I have been so stupid? Why didn't I see it? Those questions often keep you trapped in the past. Try changing the question. Instead of, why was I so bad at this? Ask, what can this teach me? Now the past becomes information, and information can help you make a better decision next time. That's a mustard seed. Imagine two people who have both recently become single after long marriages. We'll call them Mark and David. Both want another relationship eventually. Mark decides he's going to completely transform his life. He downloads several dating apps. He buys new clothes. He starts watching hours of dating advice. He tries to rewrite his profile. He promises himself he's going to work out every day. And after a couple of weeks, he's exhausted. So he stops. David takes another approach. He asks, what's one thing I can improve this week? His answer is conversation. So this week, whether he talks with someone, not necessarily a woman he's interested in, he practices asking one additional question before talking about himself. That's all. Next week, he continues doing that and adds something else. Maybe he improves one photograph on his dating profile. Later, he practices giving someone a genuine compliment. Months later, Mark may still be searching for the perfect dating strategy. David has accumulated dozens of small improvements. Which one do you think has changed more? That's the law of a mustard seed. So here's your challenge before the next episode. Take a piece of paper, open the notes app on your phone, or simply think about this question. What's one small thing that would make me a better person to date? Not 10 things, one. Then make it specific enough that you actually do something about it. Instead of, I need more confidence. This week, I'll start one conversation I normally wouldn't start. Instead of, I need to get healthier, try, I'll take a 20-minute walk tomorrow. Instead of, I need to communicate better, try, the next time someone tells me something important, I'll ask one follow-up question before giving my opinion. Small action, big win, because the win isn't necessarily what happens immediately. The win is that you've started moving. Throughout this season, we're going to plant more of these mustard seeds. We'll talk about rebuilding confidence, getting comfortable meeting people again, conversation, attraction, rejection, boundaries, dating apps, going on that first date after a long relationship. Learning what you actually want now, because what you wanted 20 years ago might not be what you want today. And we're going to approach all of those things in the same way. Not by trying to completely transform your life overnight, but through small actions that can eventually create big wins. And I want every episode to give you something you can actually use. Even if you never buy anything from me. Even if all you ever do is subscribe to my YouTube channel and watch these episodes. I want you to be able to look back and say, something I learned here helped me. Because that's where this journey begins, with one mustard seed. If you want all the notes from today's episodes, as well as the audio version, visit kyraudating.com/podcast today, so you'll never miss an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel, because in the next episode, we're going to plant our next mustard seed together. Until then, don't worry about changing everything. Choose one small thing, do it, and see where it grows. Small actions, big wins. I'll see you in the next episode.